Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you're tucked in, because you are now in bed with Dr. Sue.
Good evening, my wonderful listeners of In Bed with Dr. Sue. It's me, your host for tonight's show, Sue Storm. But no, I'm not a comic book character, I'm afraid. Mind you, I wouldn't mind that bitch's powers. Anyway, no, I am here to hopefully shed some light on subjects that you may be unaware of, and by doing that, maybe in a teeny tiny way, we can help to shed some light in your own life, and if nothing else, at least open your mind enough to say, live and let live. Okay, really don't need the background noise here, sorry. Forgot to turn this off. Okay, cell phone is muted. That's much better. Anyway, so what I want you guys to do is, what we're going to do is I'm going to start doing a new thing in the show where towards the end of the show, I'm going to open up the phone lines and give listeners a chance to call in with questions on anything sex fetish, BDSM related, or if you have any questions for either of my guests, that's off topic, it's going to be the perfect time for you guys to call in, and I'll let you know when we're going to do that. In the meantime, I have some shout-outs for you guys from some very wonderful people. First off, I want to thank Domina Warbucks, who offered her help for the show, and let you guys know that she has a podcast called Handcuffed Hints, which I love that. It's such a cute name. I really like it. So shoot over. If you want to have a look at what she's done, shoot over to dominawarbucks.wix.com/handcuffed hints. Handcuffed ED hints. Someone else who caught up with me on Twitter, and her name is Becky Surreal. And you can find her on Twitter at underscore Becky Surreal. And what she wants you guys to know is she does sexting. So you can text her anytime at chatstar.com/Becky_Surreal for some real heavy-duty sexting with this lovely lady. And last but not least, of course not least, I have a message here from the beautiful Ms. Inara Stock, who also happens to have a podcast. And she's very excited about it, and it's a lot of fun. It's Radio Stark, and you can find it at radiostark.libsyn, that's L-I-B-S-Y-N, .com. You can also, but it's easier, probably way easier, just to go to iTunes and look up Radio Stark. Radio-Stark. What you're going to find on her podcast, she talks about fetishes and books and history and art and pop culture. And she said she's even going to be doing movie reviews soon. But she's waiting for like a real cheesy horror flick to mock. So we shouldn't have to wait too long for that. But she said, think nerdy and sexy and often silly. Now, you can also find all of this at InaraStark.com, which is InaraStark.com. And there you're going to be able to find all sorts of ways. You can find ways to talk to her, all of her erotic audios and tasks for you little subbies. And, of course, I'm sure you'll find many links to her podcast there. So check out, actually, that'd be the easiest way for you to do is just go to InaraStark.com or iTunes and look for Radio Stark. So today's show, I have two lovely ladies waiting on hold to talk to us. Today's show, we're going to be discussing the stigma associated with having an invisible illness. Illnesses such as lupus, multiple sclerosis, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Epstein-Barr virus, Lyme disease, depression, PTSD, and yes, I even threw in menopause. Now, quick backstory as to how this show sort of came around. the past year, I've been dealing with my own illness. We still don't know what it is. Last summer, I became very, very ill. So it's just, I've been tested for every virus. It's hilarious. They even tested me for, what did I get tested for this week? Tuberculosis. That was fun. I haven't had a TB test, I don't think, since I was six. Either way, I'm fine. You know, no TB. So we're still back at square one, and we're throwing, you know, darts in the dark to try and see if we can find out what the heck's going on. But I know exactly what everyone's going through with these diseases. Now, everyone's going to have different symptoms, and they're going to have different issues, even within any one particular illness, such as like fibromyalgia. It's going to be different for literally everybody. So don't really get into the whole, oh, well, this person didn't do that, because it literally is different for every single person. Now, during that time, I was contacted by several DOMs privately, and they told me about their struggles, and they also obviously handed me a lot of support, which was very, very well needed at the time, because I thought I was losing my mind. I'm actually shocked at how many people are suffering with one or more of these, and there's even more. I mean, that's just throwing in, seriously, there's even more autoimmune diseases out there than what I've listed. And there's a lot of people suffering with it. In fact, to me, the fact that these ladies contacted me privately told me that they didn't really want anyone to know about what they were going through. And the more I started talking to other people, I have clients who are dealing with this, the more the stigma started coming out. That, well, no, you don't want to tell this person about it, and you don't want to tell, you know what I mean? It's like you kind of keep it to yourself, and the reason why you keep it to yourself is because it's invisible. So I've done it. I know a couple of my clients have done it where they're dealing, well, I've got one that's dealing with an Epstein-Barr reactivation, and he's been dealing with that now almost a year and a half. So it's difficult, but he keeps to himself. You don't tell anybody because of that whole stigma again, because of it being an invisible disease. And it's because it's not a broken bone. You're not standing there bleeding. You're not, you know, you don't have a runny nose. And it even makes you feel like you're going freaking nuts. But when everybody around you starts doubting you, or even just one or two people start to doubt you, it's not cool. Like, it really starts making you doubt yourself. And you learn to keep it quiet. And why? Again, because you don't look sick. People just think you're being an attention-sucking baby. Now, bad enough, okay? So that's pretty much clear for anybody that has any of these diseases. You go through this. But when we add the BDSM element into this, now you've got a whole other layer. And what I did was I posed the question on Twitter and on In Bed with Dr. Sue, basically, can a DOM be effective if they're dealing with one of these illnesses? Now remember, as the dominant, you're supposed to be essentially bulletproof. And these illnesses make you very vulnerable. So doesn't that just make a DOM weak? Well, the cool part is it's got a lot of responses. And I'm going to read you the ones of some folks who couldn't be here or couldn't call in for whatever reason. Alicia Feathercock, the lovely Alicia, sent me a tweet saying, sounds more like a symptom of the patriarchy if a sub deems a DOM ineffective because she has a disability. Miss Beth, who is also suffering from some issues, said she certainly bloody hopes not. And the irony was she was trying to stay up to listen to the show, but she was like, yes, the irony is I can't stay awake, which is some of the issues that you have with these diseases, trying to stay awake. So, but then, hello, she was also in the UK, so like, give me a break. It's the middle of the night. Sadie Sin, who's here with us in the chat room, said, my issues make me a better DOM. They fill me with the need to control what I can, since sometimes I feel at its mercy. But I can, you know, that's a fair statement there, too. Sir Beast, personally, and Sir Beast is in our chat room. Personally, I think any Dom with any disability who decides to do as much as possible despite issues deserves the utmost respect to keep doing what they love despite all the suffering they endure. Now, we have Darla Donna, and actually I am really, Darla's in the chat room too. Darla makes a very valid point in the opposite direction. So don't gang up on Darla. Be nice. Darla says, my wife is not a Dom, but does suffer from fibromyalgia. It saps her energy to do anything and crushes sexual desire to nothing. I have to imagine that anyone suffering has to be less effective. It's my understanding that Doming involves a lot of connection to the subs, and it's a lot of effort. Effort that it'd be hard for people with fibromyalgia, and I suppose with enough acting skill you could fake it, but I prefer my sexual partners actually feeling something, even if they're paid. Now, a couple more. Madam Poison said, as a sufferer of depression myself, I feel it doesn't hinder my role as dominant at all. However, the stigma remains, which is sad, which is very true. And Goddess B said, definitely not. Sometimes being unable to dominate physically has led me to honing my mind manipulation skills much more. So you can see, there's valid points on both sides. There's valid points, like, because I honestly think that Darla makes a point, like a valid point. Maybe that person is, you know, not so much, not so very effective, right? So, you know, it just kind of stands to reason. Now, I don't want today's show to become a pissing match or a pity party about who has what and who has it the worst. We tend to do that as people. And once we get together in a little, you know, sewing circle, we all just, no, my aches and pains are worse than your aches and pains. Let's not get into doing that. As a matter of fact, I don't want to get into the actual breakdown of any of these illnesses. You guys are smart. You can do your own research. I'm a firm believer that focusing on the negative gives you more of it. So instead, let's open up a dialogue, and hopefully we can stop the double standard way of thinking about people who are suffering in silence. If you're listening right now and you have one of these illnesses, have you found that you've been discriminated against and treated as though you are just being a big baby? If you have a story, give us a call, 657-383-0749. My guests today are Ms. Toxic Goddess and Ms. Taphophile. You'll remember Ms. Taphophile from our last show on female supremacy. I have never had the delight of having Ms. Toxic Goddess on the show. She's called, I think you called in. But I was determined to get her on today, and you'll see why. Both of these ladies are suffering from more than one of these illnesses I mentioned earlier, and why I say that I think they're very, very brave is because of the stigma. So I'm saying there are Doms that are dealing with this who are remaining very, very quiet. They don't want anyone to know because of the stigma of them being less effective. Therefore, well, I don't want to talk to someone who's sick. Either way, ridiculous. I want to thank the ladies for being on the show. I'm going to bring them in right now. Hello, girls. How are we?
Hello. Hello, hello.
Where's Nancy? There's
hello.
Nancy's here.
I'm right here.
So, my two beautiful ladies, thank you very much for being on the show.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for having me.
Okay, I'm going to start with Toxic. Tell us your story. Tell us what you deal with and how you deal with it and what you think about this stigma.
Well, first of all, I've been a dominant for over 20-something years, and I have lupus, fibromyalgia, degenerative disc disease, IBS, mitral valve prolapse, and so on. I got diagnosed at the age of 23. And when I first got diagnosed, very difficult to diagnose exactly what I had because it was either I was being lazy, I was too tired, you know, just making excuses. So they actually had to look at the family pattern and see if there was other immune deficiencies in the family to be able to, what we say, shrink it down to a diagnosis. And they did a certain test where I was positive for lupus. And then after the years, it progressed on with the fibromyalgia and whatnot. I have my good days and bad days. I don't really like to discuss what I have because of the fact that people think it will make you less, or they're very selfish, or just very, how can I say, malicious in their opinions without actually knowing facts.
Mm-hmm.
So I build a relationship, and then if they ask me, then I'll say certain things, but I don't fully allow them to know what's going on. I've always been a private person until a couple years ago where I said, you know what, this is me, either you accept it or you don't. Lupus is an autoimmune deficiency where you have certain antigens in your body that fight off regular bacteria like colds, flus, and whatnot. Mine cannot tell the difference between good and bad, so they kill each other off. So it drops my immune system down. It affects my heart and my kidneys. It can affect all your organs, but those are the only two organs right now that get affected by it. When someone gets a cold, I have to really stay clear of them because it gets me to a flu or even worse. I'm subject to getting a lot of bronchitis and pneumonia. I have to be careful of the weather, my joints. And I have my good days and bad days just like anybody else. It just, for me, it's better that when I'm not feeling good, I kind of just stay away, not really say anything. And then when I have my good days, I go forward like nothing is ever wrong. And since I keep myself appearing, my hair, makeup, dress well, just go out and do my regular activities, people say, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. Oh, you're 44? I wouldn't even know that. Because on the appearance, people see a visual. If they don't see you sick, there's nothing wrong with you. If they don't understand, because they're okay, nothing is happening with them, they think it's okay. You know, mm-hmm. They think that that's how their lifestyle is supposed to be. Nothing can be wrong with you. And, you know, if they're not
intimate
with you.
Well, this is what I mean about,
is
there not a stigma that DOMs have to be perfect and powerful?
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. We're supposed
to be puppets.
Yeah, we're supposed to be puppets. We're supposed to be straight on, way to go, dressed to the T all the time, perfect makeup, perfect hair. We're supposed to have the perfect body, and God forbid if anything's wrong, we're a failure, and that's not true.
Right.
I can do everything just as better as someone healthy or even as just, you know, but I just have my good days and bad days, and I know how to go
out there. So what's a bad day like
there.
For you? What's a bad day like for you?
Since I can't get out of bed, my sleep patterns, let's just say my sleep patterns are bipolar. Sometimes I can sleep, sometimes I cannot. Joint pain, swelling, massive headaches. Sometimes I'm just in pain. I'm just chronically fatigued. And my good days, I can get up, you know, rule the world and do whatever like nothing ever happened. But after a certain amount of time, depending on the day it is, I just shut down. I get very tired and fatigued.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that I like about you, though, mm-hmm. is that you don't make any bones about it. You post pictures of yourself when you're feeling like crap. And even though she looks, seriously, she never looks like crap. She can be lying in bed like half dead. She's done things where she's come out of surgery and it's like, really? Are you kidding me? Like, there's no way.
I want to empower. No, I just want to empower other people to understand that it's okay. You're human regardless of whatever you do. You're still human. You know, everybody is going through something, and by me posting my little video clips or when I say I'm not feeling good, I'm hoping to empower that person to embrace what they have and run with it. It doesn't have to define you. It doesn't have to break you down. You just have to figure out what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, Taff, what about,
once
what's your
you
story?
Once you figure that out.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Taff. What's your story?
I didn't know what you said. I was trying to figure out what you said. A couple of years ago, I was hanging out at my mom's house.
Now, wait one second. Time out. No one knows this, do they?
Oh, yeah. I don't tell people about this.
Okay.
I don't talk
so
about
understand,
it.
No one knows this. Okay? It's not.
No.
This is not something she brings to the light of day for anybody.
No.
This is big
no,
shit. I just want people to get that this is big shit.
This is big shit, you guys. This is big shit. So a couple years ago, So dinner with my mom a couple years ago, and got done eating dinner. We were watching a movie, and the left side of my body randomly went numb. And I was like, sweet. I'm like, you know, at that point, I was like 29. And I thought I was having a stroke. So I tried to brush it off because, you know, I'm stubborn. And I honestly, with
you tried to brush off a stroke?
No, like it wasn't a stroke. Like I thought that's what it was. Like, I'm not even kidding. I thought that's what it was because, you know, they say like the left side of your body goes numb. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, okay, yeah, I was chubby. I have lost 100 pounds, so I'm not worried about that anymore. But yeah, so that was an issue, and I thought it was a stroke, but it wasn't a stroke. I still managed to go home. I drove my car home, manual transmission, without feeling in my left leg or arm. So that was fun and probably not smart. But then I got home, managed to get myself up a flight of stairs. I don't really know how I did that. I think I fell a couple times at the top of the stairs. I had really sweet bruises the next day.
Why didn't you
go to the
hospital right away?
Because I am stubborn. because I think that it's just, I think that I'm invisible. I think that I can get through anything. So I sucked it up. I was like, you know what? I'll just sleep it off. It's fine. I'll just sleep it off. It's fine. It's great. I thought I was going to be fine. Yeah, next morning I woke up. I couldn't even move my left side. It felt like it was just like stuck to the bed. So I went to the ER. So that was fun. I'm so stubborn. Yeah. I went to the ER, and nobody knew what was wrong with me. I was like a giant enigma, which is, you know, like my everyday life. That's so reveal. And everybody treated me really cool at the hospital, so it wasn't a bad time, you know. I ended up actually being there for about a month, and it was pretty fucking miserable. And I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand up by myself. I couldn't do anything by myself. I couldn't even go to the bathroom by myself. And that was probably the lowest part of it. But
mm-hmm.
At one point, my doctor was like, all right, hey, you know, we got to figure out what's wrong with you. So, and I was like, yeah, sweet, you know, that's fine. Let's figure out what's wrong so I can go home, because I hate not being able to do everything that I'm supposed to be doing. Because I'm a go-go person. I like to be doing stuff. So, believe you me, being stuck in a hospital for 30 days, unable to walk, unable to get out of bed by yourself, fucking sucked. It was the worst time of my life. So the doctor was like, all right, we need to figure out what this is. So they decided they wanted to do some surgery on my brain. So they drilled a hole in my brain about the size of a pin. So it looked like a ballpoint pin, about that big of a hole was drilled into my brain. They took some of my brain out. They didn't give it back. I asked for it, and they wouldn't give it back. Okay, I did ask for it. They said it was, you know, like a hazard or something. It was my brain. But anyway, so they did a biopsy on a little piece of my brain, and the doctor said that I have something, he's called it demyelinating disease. And I was like, oh, great, Google. And I saw what that was. I was like, well, this is fucking stupid. And I asked my neurologist at the time, and by the way, I have an awesome neurologist. He looks like Richard Dreyfuss. I tell this to everybody. He looks like Richard Dreyfuss. Yeah.
That would be
and
awesome.
Every time I see him, I think of Mr. Holland's Opus, and I'm not sure why. Like, I'm just like, oh, and he wears his little hat, and he's like a little gentleman. I don't know. He's like a teddy bear. I don't get it. But anyway, so he was really, really cool about everything. He was like, you know, here's the deal. This is what you have. You have multiple sclerosis. It's actually an atypical form of multiple sclerosis. So we really don't know what could happen to you at any given time. Here's all these medications that people that have multiple sclerosis take. Which one do you want to take? There was various injectables, transfusion-y shit I didn't even want to deal with. And I saw something that was in pill form. It was the first approved by the FDA pill form for relapsing multiple sclerosis, which is apparently something similar to what I have. So I started taking that, and that's pretty much been my life since then. And, yeah. Hello?
Hello?
I'm done.
Can you hear me?
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep. Sorry. I had
okay.
to run
okay.
out because someone
someone's
quiet. Waiting in the wings.
I apologize for that.
How rude of me.
I'm like, oh, God, am I talking to nothing? Oh, God,
no,
is my
phone
on?
No, you are talking to
me. I do have I do have a question and a comment at the same time. When you're taking these medications, okay, along with myself, because I can relate to that, aren't you tired of being tested like a test dummy? They tell you to take the medication. You take the medication. You tell them you have a side effect. And then they look at you like you're crazy, like it's impossible for that to be happening to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still a freak of nature. I think my neurologist, everybody there thinks I'm just kind of like a strange strange case anyway. But yeah, they tell me I have to get MRIs every 6 months to see if the lesions on my brain have gotten bigger or smaller, or if there are more or if there are less. Typically, there is no such thing as less. Once you have a lesion on your brain, it's kind of just there forever. Mm-hmm. My particular, the biggest one that is on my brain affects my balance really, really bad. So some days I don't stand up for very long. and I bump into a lot of things. That's not even
now,
a word
is that from
it,
numbness?
It's just from, I literally don't have, like, my motor function sometimes on the left side of my body. It's just like, no, we were just kidding. We're not going to do what you said to do. We're going to do this instead. It's kind of like I lose partial control of it, but it's not like a thing that happens. It doesn't happen, like, every day. It's just every once in a while I have a bad day, and it's, you know, you're just like, shit. All right, well, I guess I'm not going to do that today. And you have to rearrange your whole day because of it.
You really, really do. And that's one of the biggest issues I have with some of my clients that are calling in. They're just so frustrated because of the whole aspect of, well, even today, okay, this is a classic example even with me. Been feeling great the last 2 days. I had to go and get this stupid TB thing tested and whatever. So I had 50,000 things running around, come back, I'm done. That's it. And that's like at 11 o'clock, I'm done. 2 hours.
Yeah, sometimes
just doing
at 4
average
o'clock,
stuff,
I'll drop.
Like just doing the damn laundry.
Yep. 4 o'clock, I'll drop, I'll come in, and I'll be like, you know what, don't talk to me, no phone calls, nothing. I'll take a nap 3-4 hours and wake up, and I'm like, damn, I just slept 3-4 hours, and I feel like I'm so done. Poke me with a fork. I'm over it. It's like I've never
slept
or rested
or anything. That's the other thing is you don't get really –
you don't get
good sleep. You don't get good – there's no real rest. So you're constantly walking around like a freaking
like a
zombie half the time. Yeah. I always say I'm sleepy behind my eyes because that's what it feels like. It's like you're here, but you're not. I don't drive when I'm like that either because I'm like, I'm not alert enough. There is just no way.
But I will tell you this.
Not an accident.
It will not change my personality of who I am. I might be sick, but I'm still a strong person. I'm still a dominant person. I've always been like this. I will never change. And if I'm being judged on that, then people need to check themselves and find the real answer of why they just not even an inkling of trying to understand. They don't have to be sick. I'm not asking them to read the whole encyclopedia of medical. Just to have a little inkling that someone in your family might not know, you know, tell you that they're suffering from something, that these things can happen to someone in your family. And you might not understand it, but be sympathetic. Stop judging. Ask questions if you don't know, but I don't feel that it makes you any less of a person, because in 1 minute, I'll get that energy and I will kick someone's ass in a session. It doesn't faze me, even though later on I'll pay for it, because they'll wear me out, but it doesn't change what I love to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to be who I am. It's not going to change me. I'm always going to be the toxic goddess.
So, but do you know, because I get Darla's point too, though, in the sense that, okay, and I think that's where there's a mistake being made, in that if I'm feeling like crap, you're not going to session with me, you're not going to call me, I'm not going to be taking calls. So I don't think it's that you're less effective. It's that just like everything else in your life, you sit there and you kind of go, okay, today I can do this, but I can't do this.
Right.
And I don't think it makes you less effective. You learn what you can do.
But with Darla's point, I'm sorry. In my relationship, okay, my partner is not selfish. My partner knows when I'm having a bad day and knows that if I can't have, you know, sex that day or whatever, he might get a little frustrated, but there's still the empathy and sympathy knowing that, damn, I got to take care of her. When I need my soup or I need my medication, he helps me out to get better, to want me to love him more than already he loves me. You know, it's a two-way street. And if it's always, well, she can't function because she can't fuck my dick, or I can't fuck her, this and that or the other, then you got to think of yourself, are you being a selfish? You know, yes, you might feel neglected, but understand that if you really love and care that about that person, you're going to stand by that person regardless of what's going on.
Definitely.
No matter
and you
if
know,
you're
that
in
goes
the
on a lot.
Or regular life.
That goes on a lot. I'm going to bring some somewhat famous faces into this. Of a couple of people who are dealing with Lyme disease, okay, pseudo-famous. You've got Yolanda Foster, who just broke up with her husband, and you've got Avril Lavigne, although, okay, and Chad Kroeger, I know, try not to barf, but I'm just saying, Avril has Lyme disease as well, and they start to break up. It can break up marriages because the spouse is sick of looking at you being sick, and I get that. You know, I get it. I don't like being this way either. Now, luckily, like Miss Nancy, I happen to have a very good support system. I have a wonderful boyfriend of 21 years who, you know, when I was sick, especially as bad as I was this summer, you know, he's helping me to the bathroom. He's changing my clothes. I couldn't do it. It could not be done. And would drop everything for me. Now, there's people that don't have that. And that, I can't imagine it. I really can't.
I don't even know what I would have done had I not had the support system I had when I was at my lowest. Like, I can't even imagine, you know, it was probably the best part of it was having the support system that you don't expect.
That's true.
Yeah.
You also have
And then you
to,
also see the ones that are full of shit, too.
Unfortunately. Yeah, trust and believe. I learned a lot about members of my family that wouldn't even drive, you know, a little bit. Because I was in the hospital for a month. My mom was there every single fucking day. That's
hey, mom.
Dedication. My mom is awesome. My mom is kick-ass. She's my fucking hero. But it's, you know... It's hard to see anybody in your family that when they can't do what they normally were doing. You know, my
you
mom
know what
would
that was my boyfriend's
hospital.
Biggest thing. Biggest she thing just, is it's frustrating to him because he wants to heal me and just make it all go away.
Yep, and my mom said that she's like, if I could take this for you, I would. I don't want, you know, and I'm like, Mom, I don't want anybody to have this. You know, I don't want anybody to be stuck in a hospital bed for 30 days and not able to walk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. Like that, no, I wouldn't want anybody to deal with that. Yeah, I dealt with it, and yeah, I can walk now. You know, it's been a couple of years, and I did a lot of physical therapy, and now, you know, I'm good now. But, you know, there was a time when I was not at my best. And at that time, actually, I was not doing, I was not really in doing anything DS or MS related. I was really just living a vanilla life while I was trying to heal and get back to my A game.
But at the same time, people have to take responsibility for themselves. Once
yes.
they do find out that they have an illness, they really need to change their patterns. One,
mm-hmm. oh, yeah.
they need to start paying attention and start taking journals. That's one thing that I started doing. Two,
yep.
they need to find what they can tolerate as far as eating. A lot of sugars, when you eat, can tear you up. People do not realize
yeah. like
that.
You,
bacteria,
I've gone over everything.
That's
yep.
right. Bacteria attaches, your sugar attaches to bacteria, and bacteria
it
is sugar. It's not good for you. Exactly. You have to really take control and say, you know what, this is my life, and this is what it needs to be done. It's not easy. A lot of people do not like to go through change. But if you don't start doing these changes and start paying attention to your everyday
mm-hmm.
schedule of your good and bad days, it's going to be worse, and it's going to make harder for those people who want to help you.
Oh, my God, it helps the doctors like you would not believe. Because I just
mm-hmm.
did this with my rheumatologist. I literally chronologically typed the whole thing out. It was like 5 pages.
Yes, it's amazing.
And here, it's so much easier when you can, because now they can look and they can start seeing, because this is what this guy is doing, is he's, I'm still being
mm-hmm.
diagnosed. So, you know, it's one of those, well, I have been poked and prodded in every human way.
Right.
They still are coming up with nothing. But even
yes,
giving him that, it's so much easier for him.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller. We have a wonderful caller. Do you guys want to talk to the caller?
What's
yes.
up, caller?
Hello.
Hold on. Here she is. Hey, she's here. It is Madame Sauce.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you all going? Can you hear me?
Oh yes.
Gosh,
we can hear
so
you
fantastic.
Absolutely fine, darling.
Your
oh,
voice
wonderful.
Is so sexy.
I've been told. So I thought that I should call in because this is something that I bash on about quite a bit. Absolutely. I made the comment on Twitter the other day that it all boils down for a dom to go to SSC, which is something that every domina worth her salt ascribes to, and it's her own personal responsibility to know when she is sane enough to actually interact with people.
Yes, that's
so,
true.
So if you have, I'm a great believer in spoon theory. Most of you probably have figured out that I'm completely fucking mental myself. absolutely mental. It's good fun. Absolutely.
That might
fun.
Be why I like you, though.
That's just
well,
it.
I mean, that might be the whole draw. You know,
well,
you sound like an Australian Mary Poppins. I don't even know what to do about this right now. I'm in love.
I can give you some wonderful ideas, but
I'm gonna hit you up later. All right,
done.
Then. Yeah.
So spoon theory. Have you heard of the spoon theory idea?
Please describe.
Spoon theory came from people who are suffering from fibromyalgia, and I have friends that are celiacs and also fibromyalgic, and so they put me onto this. And basically, people who do not have a mental illness or an invisible illness have unlimited spoons, and spoons by your actions every day. And if you have unlimited spoons, you can do whatever the fuck you want, however the fuck you want, and you're great.
Mm.
Having an invisible illness means that you have limited spoons, and it might be 4 spoons to get up and have a shower or 2 spoons to make a phone call. And if you've only got 6 spoons for the day, that's your day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
And the question is, why don't you go and get more spoons? And you can't because
yeah.
that's not how it works.
Your daily allotment is gone.
With me, it's my will. I'm gonna like you say, sometimes I have four spoons. I'll go dig in a drawer and make sure that I have another one that I've hidden somewhere.
Yeah.
I push myself because I'm not going to let it defeat me. I control it. It might have, you know, shut me down for a little bit, but I get up and I make things happen. I always have and I always will. This will not defeat me.
Dedication.
Defeat me.
And that's what we love about you. You are such an inspiration.
And I love you guys, too. You guys have really, the support and everything has been amazing, really amazing.
That's what it's
and
about.
I have to really say thank you to everybody who showed me all the love, support, you know, the emails, all the tweets, everything. It's really touching, and I really do appreciate it. I love it. I love it all the time.
These people, I honestly think the people in our community are off the chart fucking amazing. I don't care what anybody says.
I know
they
I'm
really
amazing.
Are.
I know you're amazing. I know you're amazing.
Why don't we all just agree to agree that we're all amazing?
We're all fucking amazing.
Long distance high fives, everyone. Just to hit the air or something.
Chest bump.
Oh,
chest bump.
We need to ask Jose. Okay. We need to ask the puppet something. Oh dear puppet. It's tomorrow.
Puppet.
What's it like? It's just Thursday night here. What's it like tomorrow? Is it going to be a good day?
Well, can you tell me what the weather is going to be? If it's going to be rainy?
Yeah.
Is it going to be cold? Should I put my gloves on, you know?
Okay. From the future, I can tell you, like, because many don't get this. In Australia, we have a non-disclosure agreement that everybody has to sign. So we can't tell you what the future is.
Damn it!
Okay, but wait a minute. When do you follow the crowd? When do you follow the crowd, woman? Don't go down that road.
Never.
I'm
the lottery numbers are mine, bitches. It's going to be sunny with a chance of snow. Sorry about that. England fucked us up. And
We sent it over there, though, recently. I think that's the same system the East Coast just had.
I get the shit out of here. I said I had enough. I'm not shoveling this shit no more.
So you can thank us for that one.
But
I sealed it with a kiss and sent it away.
There are no zombies yet, but I will continue to watch for that whole apocalypse thing. My bad. I don't know.
Yeah, let us know if the four horsemen show up or anything. But actually, no, I don't want to know the ending.
I do.
Surprise me.
Please, it's a happy ending.
Get a hold of me.
Oh, it always is. It always is. It's all
it's
in how you think
ending.
Of it. Wonderful.
I do have to apologize. I am not in the chat room. I'm actually up on an adventure. So I do apologize. If anybody's asking questions, I can't say. I'm in a secret spot. It's like one of those fine wall buildings.
Very
nice.
Woo!
I do
want to apologize if anybody is trying to contact me or ask me questions in the chat room. I am sorry. I apologize. I am not there, but I probably can respond via Twitter.
Ask her live
or
tweets.
Call in. Give us a call, 657-383-0749.
This is your opportunity.
Your big opportunity. I mean, this is for free here.
Exactly.
Normally, all of us charge to
free.
Speak with us.
Hell yes,
yeah,
I do. You know how I love my money.
I do have a question for you, if you're up for answering it.
Yes.
I'm open to asking anything. This is the opportunity to ask me anything. Let's do this.
Okay.
Do it.
And I disclaimer, Dan, I don't want this to turn into a bitch session. But how do you feel about the other side of demeanor, especially on Twitter, who are using their invisible illnesses or just using invisible illnesses as a form of domination?
disgusting, because that to me is just panhandling.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I'm going to be honest. Yeah.
You might as well sit there with a tin cup.
Yeah, it's been, over the years, I'm going to be totally honest, it has done a 360 on the way domination has really come out. Now it's turned into more of the fetish porn and whatnot, which to each their own. I'm not dogging it. To each their own.
Right.
But when it comes down to you using your health as an excuse, to me, exactly like what Dr. Seuss said, panhandling. There's no path to that. That's just like, just make a GoFund and say, I'm sick and donate to me. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of effort and work, regardless of what anybody says, to dominate, to be able to get yourself in these different personas. We have to act like psychologists because all of our boys that come to us are different. They have different needs and wants. And even they say, oh, well, they don't have needs and wants. They all come to you seeking something because if they were not, they'd be with their boring wives at home, happy. They wouldn't be seeking other people out. So panhandling, I don't do it. I tell people this is what I'm about, but don't get it fucked up. I know what I'm doing.
Sorry, I had to leave again. Did I miss something?
No.
You keep.
Okay,
you're
good.
I was listening.
I'm sorry.
You're good.
I'm missing out on my own party.
Oh, no,
because
girl.
We have another caller. Yeah. Do you want the caller?
Oh, sweet. Yes. Take it. Let's bring it in.
It's another wonderful female. It's Bella.
Bella.
Hello, Bella.
And Nancy, long time no talk. And Sue,
hi,
of course.
Mama. How are you, darling?
Doing fine. And is Papa still on? Because I can't tell.
I just wanted to tell you, I've seen your most recent pictures, and you looking fabulous, darling. Fabulous.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's getting about time that everybody sees what a woman in premenopause is just having some weight gain looks like.
On that note, on that note, Bella, I'm going to ask you this because you're in perimenopause, and the reason why I threw menopause in this is because of the stigma involved with aging women no longer are sexy when they no longer bleed. Do you know that there are men that actually think that? That blows my mind, that as soon as you stop bleeding, you are done. That's it. You're not even worth looking at. That
well,
drives
here's,
me mental.
Here's my thing, and that's why I'm calling in. To me, I mean, premenopause, menopause, all of this stuff is a very natural part of growing older for a woman. This is not something that we can avoid. I don't care. The only way we can avoid it is by dying young. Let's hope we don't do that. So to me, in no shape or form is it in league with what, you know, what Nancy has to deal with. Because that's really fucked up, or Taff, or a lot of other lovely ladies out there. But it brings, at the same time, a lot of issues with it. And, yes, I'm saying issues because you're dealing with physical changes where you personally think, at times, am I fucking going nuts here?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, the thing.
Miss Nancy was ricocheted into hers. She was forced into her menopause. So, let me ask you, does your man find you unattractive? This is where it's getting funny because I know she's going to go, are you fucking kidding?
I've actually had a hysterectomy about 10 years ago. I had fibroid tumors, and I was bleeding profusely, and I almost lost my life. So after that, I thought that my life was over. Let me tell you, I fuck any chance I can get with this man. And my boyfriend of 5 years is 29 years old.
Hey.
Okay, I am 44, and my man is 29. He doesn't lack a goddamn thing. Let's just say it like that. If I can have him swinging off the rafters, honey, he is going to do it.
There you go. And I don't think it has anything to do with the woman in this aspect. It has to do with the male she's dealing with.
It has to do with the mentality. It has to do with their mentality and how they view other people. It's them. It's not you. Women
no,
are always
really
going to be.
Yeah.
Women are always going to have their ups and downs. There's nothing we can do. But
well,
when someone puts you in that category, it sucks.
It does. And, you know, you sit there and you look in the mirror. If you buy yourself, I know when I first had. The first symptoms, the hormone influctuations that were just going out of whack, you know, it was like riding a roller coaster. And during that time, I stepped back from real-time domination because as a dom, I know that if I'm not in control of myself at that point, I will not dominate somebody else. I will not put them in danger. It, like Papa says, you know, they think consensual. You learn that. It's the first thing you learn, and you respect it. If I was not feeling up to taking calls, I don't turn my lines on. I take responsibility for myself.
And I think that makes you a stronger person to be able to know the difference. I think that makes you a better dom to be able to know the difference of when you can turn it on and turn it off.
Exactly. And it's not like you really turn it off, but you just don't make it available to somebody else.
Exactly.
But with the, at the same time, the longer this continues on, you learn how to deal with it. You can you can feel when it comes. You know how to change your behavior, and you learn to change your perception and attitude. I know that when I feel depressed or I feel really antsy, it's not really happening. Okay? This is how I perceive it at that point. So I can physically and mentally now override it. When the weight gain first happened, I was always a bigger woman. I was never petite, you know. I didn't have that body type. But suddenly, boom, you know, here's that weight gain. And you have to, I had to look in the mirror, and I had to literally relearn to love myself. But the amazing thing about that is once, I call it an obstacle. It's not an issue. It's an obstacle for me. I get over it. That's what I do. I get past it. I turn my weakness into my strength. Now, what it did for me is, first of all, I learned to love myself again. I learned to accept my changed body type, looking older, whatever. I mean, I am getting older. What do you expect me to do? Look like a 19-year-old? Please, buy a clue. And and now at the same time, so it made me more empathic towards others. It made me more embracing of all body types. And it made me realize my own stupidity and hypocrisy that I had. I think there was a long-ass list of people I felt like I should go to and say, hey, I'm sorry, I was such an asshole, you know.
Yeah, but now you can actually hold that MILF title.
Exactly.
You can actually hold that MILF title now.
Yeah, but I think it made me a better person, first of all, a better woman, and definitely a better dominant. Again, and as a dom, it's an evolution. Just like a sub, it's an evolution. It's like a human. You evolve. If you don't evolve, you're stagnating. Stop it. Just stop living. You know? everything becomes so important. And you want to know something? Like I said, again, menopause, premenopause, it's called a change for a reason. It's called the change for a reason. We are changing, literally, our bodies, our minds, the way we perceive things, the way we behave, the way we think. And if we can manage to take control of it, and you can take control of it, you have to work at that, but you can take control of it, then guess what? If you can control that, you will not have a hard time controlling your submissives either.
You know what? I want to get a sissy's point of view.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we need to talk to Muffy.
Okay, let's
move
to the end.
I love my bitch Muffy.
Hi, well, thank you for the nice welcome.
You.
Oh my God, see, we
you.
Love you, Muff.
Oh, my Muffy. Let me tell you, this sissy is one of the best sissies, one of a very good friend of mine. Oh my God, Muffy, I love you. I really
I love you
the
too.
Bottom of my heart, you just.
You know I do too.
Muffy is
really
the best, and I'm sorry.
Oh
Muffy
God.
Has
Muffy
the best
been
dash on Twitter too.
Time.
Hello.
Yes, Muffy,
yep.
You are
we're
awesome.
All here.
Long time. Yes. I just wanted
so,
to
and
say
I know
thank
Muffy's
you
been
for
touched
your
by
support.
This very, very, very personally. So Muffy, tell us what's the deal.
Well, my wife passed away last July. And she,
yeah, she
was
did?
Battling.
Oh, Muff, I'm so
yeah.
sorry. I did not know that. I did not hear that. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
I know she was suffering.
Yeah. But she was, yeah, she had, God, I can't even think of the word, progressive MS, and she had lupus. And, like, it's just, I mean, I know where these ladies are coming from, especially Miss Toxic. I know how hard it is and how strong you need to be to fight it. And I just want to say, you know, you guys are all incredible and stay strong and just, you know, keep fighting it and do everything you can to just stay who you are.
And I know, Muffy, when we went to SetCon, because you know me personally, you've actually seen when I had my heels on and my feet are swelling beyond belief. And
right, I remember.
I still kept going, and that's what we do. We just
right.
keep going. But it's people like you that make it so much better for us, regardless if you're, you know, sissy, or it's just you being there for that time makes it so much better. Regardless if it's just like, hey, let me rub your foot. Hey, let me just talk to you. You're amazing, and thank you for your support.
Thank you. It's very sweet of you, and you're amazing, too.
Aw, thank you, sweetie.
I'm feeling the love.
Yeah.
Yay.
But it
she knows
good
I love
to
her.
Be able to be in your community, to know that people will be able to support you and kind of understand and kind of go through, you know, the losses and the gains together, you know. And
right.
You know, shit happens, you know. And we all,
sure
you enough. Know, deal with it in different ways. And we all do different things, but basically we just got to find our own way to keep pushing and make things happen for us.
Right, for
yeah.
sure.
And keep going.
I agree.
Oh, Muff, I'm so glad you called in, seriously.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad
I'm
you did
so
this
glad.
Show.
I've,
I mean,
it's
I thought,
been
I knew
so
I had
long
to get
since
there.
I've been able to talk to you. Like, you are absolutely amazing. I've missed you beyond anything you can imagine.
Oh, well, thank you. I missed you, too. I really appreciate you saying that.
Well, that's good, because you must know that you are very, very loved.
Oh, thank you, and so are you.
And he looks so sexy in skirts and panties.
No, seriously, he's got the best ass, honestly.
I've seen it and touched it.
Oh.
I've seen it and touched it.
Unbelievable.
It's proof. It's true. It's
you guys
real.
Are killing me.
It's not Photoshop.
I'm like, my face is like beet red right now, so.
Good.
Oh,
I'll work here and done.
I did my job.
Exactly.
You definitely did. But thank you all, and I just, you know, I love you
thank
all.
Thank you, Muffy.
All right, you guys take care. Have a great night.
You too. You too, Muffy. And I still have that wooden paddle. It has your name
no.
on it. I still have it.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord. Okay, well, this is actually, I mean, I don't think we really need to do this, but I was going to say this is a great time to do the off-topic. If you guys want to call in and ask us anything other than what's going on, that's perfectly fine. Go ahead, although I think we've already had a wealth of callers.
Call in.
Here's what we're going to do. I am going to now draw the name of the person who is going to win the $25 gift certificate from Simply Sabuni, the purveyors of premium organic medical handmade skin, hair, and body care, made by the loving hands of Ms. P. And I can tell you from my own experience that these products are absolutely delicious on your skin and hair. And if you love the smell of the ocean and summer, ask about my signature fragrance. I can't remember what it's called. Isn't that hideous of me? I can't remember what we called it. But it's like Dolce & Gabbana's light blue. Anyways, she's going to give you a private consultation so that she can go over exactly what you need, because she literally makes this stuff custom to order for you guys. So I have a whole bunch of names here, and I'm going to just reach in, and I'm going to pull one out who's going to win. This is so cool. No, this is really cool, because she's in the chat room.
She's in the chat room.
This is so cool. I love this.
Miss P in the house.
Miss Peyton, you have won. And I have another surprise for both Miss Taff and, of course, Toxic Goddess. You guys are also getting $25 gift certificates. Everyone's getting one. I feel like Oprah.
Love it. Oprah. Amazing.
So Miss Peyton
and
is getting
come
one,
from
and
a
each of you guys
better
are getting
place
one.
Either. Thank you. It couldn't come from a better place. I know Miss
Peyton.
Thank
you. You're
just
so
fabulous.
You're gonna absolutely love it so much.
Just smear it all over the place. Oh, we're talking about smearing
no,
now.
Like
does it top have
so
to be on?
Amazeballs.
I guess I could make a clip of this sneering some stuff. I don't know. You know, I'm feeling
well, there you go.
Guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It would be – honestly, okay, now here's the thing that's really cool, though, you guys. She can also do – she's getting into doing custom molds. So if you want, like, titted soap or poon soap, you just let her know, because she is more than happy to do some delightful little soaps. Just and boob soap.
Yes.
And, like, it's just – it's so great. So you can even get that.
Maybe she can make a replica of my 36 double Bs.
There you go.
In
that's
soap?
That's a lot of soap, though.
That's a lot of soap.
That's a hell of
yeah,
a lot of soap.
Yeah, but that's a lot. You I need a crane to lift these bitches sometimes. I mean, how would you even do that? That's a lot of, and I'm just trying to imagine that much soap. Actually,
all
you
have
to do is. Maybe different. No, she would personally have to do it and make a mold and just, you know, make a hollow mold. Yeah. Either way, it would still work.
Hey, it can be done.
I get so many naughty ideas. Yes, it can be done.
And failing that, we'll do it in chocolate.
And chocolate is delicious.
Ooh, butt plug
shaped soap.
Yeah, Sin thinks we should do that.
Yeah.
I like
butt
it.
Butt plug shaped soap. It could double
and
like
it could
a butt
work
cleaner.
In so many ways. Clean that up.
Fleshlight soap. That's a good one, Warbucks.
Ooh, good one. Loving that
Fleshlight
one.
Fleshlight soap. Just because you can
well, I think we're
going to
wrap
clean.
It up, Goyles. Just let it be known that just because someone is suffering, give them support. Don't be an asshole. Understand.
Ask questions.
Exactly.
I tell them all the time, ask questions.
It does not make anyone who has it any less of anything. I don't give a damn what it is. It just means you got to know your limitations. That's it. It doesn't mean that you can't be a dom. It doesn't mean that you can't be a human being. You're perfectly fine. Just
right.
Know your
even
limitations.
Even if you're a leaky,
that's really
even
what
if
it
you're
is.
A leaky loser.
That's right.
I think that's
there's, a, there's
to
a place
people
for
that this. Yes. There's a place for everything.
Yep.
And everything
I
in
think,
its place.
Yep. I think I proved to everyone already that after all the things that I've been through, I'm still here and going strong. So
exactly.
I think I kicked that stigma right the fuck out the door.
And it does not make you any less of a dom, ever.
No, it does not. You just
I think
your
it makes you more. funny thing is, and I know this is totally like way at the end of this, but one of the things that one of my friends told me when she found out I got diagnosed with MS, she said, MS means made strong. And that's, I just kind of took that and ran with it.
Yep, that's what it is. You got to grasp it
so,
by the balls and
yep.
run with it.
And just run and just run.
Yes.
And don't
fast.
Hear the word limit. And for God's sakes, oh, by the way, can I just make a medical
do some yoga,
little
right?
sidebar here? If your
sidebar.
Body goes limp on the left side of your body or even on the right side of your body, please do not do what Ms. Taffophile did. Please seek
don't
immediate emergency care because there are, if it is
ER.
A stroke, there are clot-busting drugs they can give you, but it only works within several hours. So don't go to bed and expect
yeah.
it to be gone like someone we know.
That's one thing definite. If I'm also a medical technician. I'm associates from my occupational therapy. If you do have any numbness in your limbs, in your fingers, or you start feeling funny on any side, please immediately seek medical attention because it can be signs of a stroke. It could be signs
mm-hmm.
of a heart attack. It could be
yep.
signs of, you know, aneurysms.
It
so
wasn't
please
my shining moment.
Listen. Right. Listen to yourself. Even headaches.
It really
wasn't. If you're starting to have headaches more than 24 hours, please seek a professional.
Yes.
Do not wait. Do not go to sleep.
And heart attack can be either side. Moonwolf just said heart attack is
yes.
classic left. It is classic left, but on women especially, it can be anywhere. You can feel it in your jaw, in your neck, in your shoulders.
Yes.
It can be anywhere.
Yes.
So don't. If you feel weird, just call 911. Seriously. That's what they're there
yeah,
for.
Yeah, definitely not something I would do again. I would definitely just go. I was trying to be invincible. I was like, no, this isn't going to get me. I'm fine. I'm just going to sleep it off. As, you know, that didn't work. But I tried. Damn it, I tried because I didn't want to go
did.
To the freaking doctor. I
okay,
didn't
and by
stubborn.
That,
I
say nobody
stupid.
Is invincible from death if they don't heed the
exactly.
warning.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I learned my
so,
lesson.
There. The more you know.
And Richard
dang.
Dreyfuss is my neurologist. It's great.
Well, thank you, ladies, for being here. I'm going to cut us off and wrap this up and do my last blather, and we're going to be good. So thank you so much for being on the show, you guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for
anytime.
Having us. Anytime.
Love it.
Anytime.
Enjoyed it. Had a great night.
Yay. See you guys.
Bye.
So, obviously, yes, thank you to Ms. Toxic Goddess and Ms. Taffophile for being on the show today and sharing their stories and their points of view. If you want to connect with either of these ladies, the links to their websites are on InBedWithDrSue.com. Quick few things for you guys to remember before we totally wrap this up. Don't forget there's still time to get your submissions in for our short story anthology, The Serfage Hotel, for the ASPCA. Head to InBedWithDrSue.com, and you'll see the Serfage Hotel right there on the first page. And just click the link, and it's going to give you all the details on submissions and anything you need to know. Also, Kinky Magazine's February-March issue should be out in the next few days. I've started a series in Cuckold Corner based on an upcoming book I'm working on called How to Tell Your Wife You're Interested in Cuckolding. And part one will be in the February-March issue, so you'll have to check it out at kinkymagazine.com. That's kink with the letter E, magazine.com. I'm also hoping to upload all of the podcasts I did to Blog Talk, which is going to make it way easier to find on iTunes, and because it's all going to be a single feed, which will be better. And it's going to give everybody, especially the ladies from the Summer of Domination, some more exposure, which is going to be way good too. So coming up in March, you guys are going to love this. Coming up in March on InBed, I'm hoping to bring you a show on aliens and the xenomorph fetish. It's all aliens all the time in the month of March on InBed. So to keep up with everything that's going on, be sure to hit me up on Twitter. Twitter's always the best place because that's where I put all the promos. Twitter handle is @Dr. Spell out the word Dr. Sue. Or, of course, both my websites, InBedWithDrSue.com and TheDrSueReview.com. Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight. We've got Lindy Moonwolf. There's everybody's been here. Beast, Bella, Lindy, Mark was here, Peyton, Moonwolf, Darla, Domina Warbucks, Madame Sosay, Sadie Sin, Muffy, Pamper Pants, all you guys, my guests who are in here as guests. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you very much to everyone who participated in the poll and sent in their opinions on this. It's what makes this show fun. And until the next show, remember, open your minds and your hearts to new things and be happy. Good night, you guys.
Great, you guys. I'm going home.